Welcome back to the Florida Roundup on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks again for listening this week. It's an old, only in South Florida joke that you can see the border between Miami-Dade and Broward counties from space. Of course, you can't, but the idea remains that there are significant differences between the neighbors. And that certainly appears to be true over a proposed shopping mall. It's called American Dream Miami. It's huge, $4 billion shopping mall, a hotel, an indoor theme park. It would be in northwest Miami-Dade County, just a mile from the Broward border. And Broward County commissioners are raising concerns about traffic and even planned highway exit ramps. So this is where we're at now in the Florida Roundup, a big mega shopping mall in northern Dade County and the border battle with Broward. 800-743-WLRN, 800-743-9576. Rosemary O'Hara with the South Florida Sun-Sentinel still with us. Doug Hanks joins us from our partner, the Miami Herald, at our studios in Doral. He covers the Miami-Dade County government. Doug, let's start here. Describe this shopping mall in all of its proposed glory.
Well, are you familiar with the Mall of America? Picture the Mall of America, but much larger.
The Mall of America has a roller coaster inside, Doug.
Okay, well, this is going to have a ski slope and submarine rides. It's the owner of Mall of America, 555.
Yep, a Canadian developer. Company, right?
What's that?
A Canadian company?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Family owned.
So this is obviously much more than a shopping mall. This is destination retailing.
Yeah, it's a retail theme park. It's a mall, though. I mean, they emphasize that it's entertainment because of the trouble that malls are having, but there's a higher percentage, much higher percentage of shopping than entertainment in the project.
And this location that is proposed right now, a mile south of the border with Broward in Miami-Dade County between the Turnpike and Interstate 75.
Right. There's nothing there. I mean, it's just vacant land. Buses don't run there right now. It's just nothing.
And this is the location itself perhaps not so contentious as opposed to just the planning around it. Is that fair to say? Or even the location is contentious?
I mean, it's the western suburbs. It's just a congested area. So I think there is a lot of anxiety of, wait, why are we going to bring the biggest tourist attraction in Miami-Dade County, you know, here?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of traffic concerns, obviously, around it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've been addressed, but, you know, it's moving towards approval. And Broward is raising, let's say, more questions maybe than Miami-Dade is, but it's a little bit of a close contest, I'd say.
Rosemary, what is the threat that Broward County senses from this mall? It's certainly there'll be spillover effect into Broward County.
Enormous. I mean, Broward already has a lot happening in its western communities, too. You know, there's the Metropica in Sunrise, the addition of the American Express corporate headquarters out there, plans for the BB&T Center, and a desire to get new entrances and exits from the interstate or from the turnpike. So there are traffic issues that we already have with what we've got happening out there. So just across the border, oh my God, something that's going to bring 40 million trips a day. And Broward has no say in that. I mean, it's sort of an advisory thing. They're on this planning council that has an advisory role. But an enormous development just over the border is going to have huge spillover effect into Broward. And yet, you know, there's little impact that we can have on how it rolls out.
You're referring to the South Florida Regional Planning Council, which a number of municipalities sit on to talk about these regional issues. Doug, you were at one of those meetings recently that you were able to kind of play front row witness to this conversation between Dade authorities and Broward authorities. How would you characterize the concerns that both of the counties have about this proposed development?
I would say, I mean, it was interesting. There was the South Florida Regional Planning Council. I call it an obscure board.
Mm-hmm.
And their job is to sort of look at regional planning issues, but it's sort of unclear what role they have in the process, because right away the staff said, you know, Miami-Dade's planning department is already looking at this, so we might not want to get into the middle of this process. Like, why am I here on a Friday? But anyway, so the Broward commissioners, who actually are three commissioners who sit on this board, they made a big show and said, we've got concerns, and our planning department has raised concerns that no one's looked at the impact on Broward closely enough, and we want X, Y, and Z, and it was very tough.
Mm-hmm.
Miami-Dade Commission Chairman Steve Bovo appointed himself to the board, and he was very annoyed at the whole thing. And he said, listen, can I come into Broward now and pick apart your developments? What's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a little bit of the questioning was very tough, you know. But in the end, the Broward commissioner, Geller, he met with the developers out in the hallway, and they came up with some compromise language that passed unanimously, and it was declared a great moment for cooperation.
Yeah, this was the language that the developer agreed to consider regional transportation issues. That was the compromise here. The question here remains, Rosemary, should Broward County have any jurisdiction over a development that is entirely within Dade County?
Well, I want to roll the clock back to when Governor Scott was first elected. Before Governor Scott took office, Florida had what was called the Department of Community
Affairs.
Affairs. Thank you. And there was something called Developments of Regional Impact. So if a major development was proposed anywhere in the state, there would be coordinated planning on water, on traffic, on environmental impacts by all of the local and regional governments. And the state played a leading role. But the developers didn't like the hoops they had to jump through for these regional impacts. And so the governor did away with the Department of Community Affairs. And instead now there's a much lesser than review that's done by the Department of Economic Opportunity,
mm-hmm.
You know,
the DEO.
Now it's an economic review rather than what is the regional impact of a mega project. So we used to believe that good neighbors work together on huge impacts, little Disney worlds that are getting built on the border. But because of, you know, the Governor Scott's administration not wanting these kind of regulations on development, now imagine your neighbor built some huge Ferris wheel in his backyard and you didn't get to have any say over that.
Doug, and that was really the major theme of that meeting. Everyone was complaining, like, you know, if we did have DRI, we would be doing X, but we don't.
So
we
is there a leadership vacuum here that essentially a confederacy of organizations, including Dade County and Broward County, are now trying to fill one way, shape, or form?
I just feel like Rosemary described it perfectly. Like there was a procedure that forced more than just the county to consider this, and that procedure is now gone, essentially.
But the state still plays a role here,
yes,
Doug, right?
Yes, the state does.
Yeah.
But it's not, the region doesn't have the authority anymore. It's the county and state.
And so as this process works its way through, Doug, what is your sense of any feedback of these regional transportation issues as opposed to isolated to county transportation issues and how they could be addressed?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure the county transportation issues are being addressed either. I mean, that's the complaint of all the critics is the study isn't done. I mean, there's one study, it's performed by the developer and everyone's sort of reacting to that and critiquing that. You know, there's no plan for any transit besides buses.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of questions. This is heading towards approval. I mean, anyone in county government who had to put money on it would say this is going to be approved. The question is what sort of conditions will the developer have to agree to?
Rosemary, the Broward concerns, are they driven, do you think, at all by a sense of competition coming into that geographic area when it comes for the retail entertainment dollar?
You gotta figure that's true. With Sawgrass now, you know, the leading tourist attraction in South Florida, having this American dream, or as Broward might call it, the American nightmare move in is going to pull people away. But, you know, this region is growing, and in some ways, you know, we're big enough to have exciting new things.
Disney and Universal are neighbors in Orlando,
right,
and they seem to feed off one another.
So it's not that you're against new things. You just want to know that there's planning and coordination, and that when developers want to do something, it's not that county commissioners have to, that they're second fiddle. The developers in this case seemed to rule, and Broward was trying to get them to agree to something, but Broward had no sway. So yes, there's competition, but there are legitimate concerns about how we're growing in the western suburbs. And right now, the developers rule. They control what development is going to look like.
Doug, what's next for this development? What's the next approval process?
Well, they're waiting to hear sort of the state's critique of the application, and then it will head back to the commission for sort of a showdown vote. I think they're thinking that's going to happen in June, so we'll see if that schedule sticks. There's always one more step, though, that everyone points to. It's like, well, this is just the land use vote,
right,
but after the zoning's really we're going to have the fight. But then once you get to that step, they always point and say, well, you know, it's already been voted on this many times. So I feel like every time there is a moment, people downplay it, and then the next moment they say that was a really big moment we just saw.
Yeah, process is part of the process after all.
And momentum builds. It's very interesting.
Doug Hanks, watching the Miami-Dade County government for our partner, the Miami Herald, with us from our studios in Doral. Doug, always great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Rosemary O'Hara, the editorial page editor of the South Florida Sun Sentinel. She will stick with us. One more item here. Airlines are cutting back on Cuba flights at the same time while cruise companies are stepping up their itineraries. That's next on the Roundup.